I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Days after Myanmar's devastating quake, stories of conflict, but also of hope, are coming out. Then, Unfolding Word knows who needs to join the work to reach every tribe and tongue with the gospel. We'll dive into that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Myanmar, where civil war runs deep. The military junta has bombed villages, even in the wake of the 7.7 magnitude quake that struck the nation on Friday. Joe Handley with A3 tells us
they're using the crisis as a cover to kill some of those insurgency players.
The quakes killed at least 1,700 people, with hundreds still missing. Rescue teams from China, India, Russia, Thailand, and more have arrived or will arrive soon. Handley says there's an incredible interfaith response happening within Myanmar as well.
You've got Catholics and Protestants, even Buddhists and Muslims, banding together, united to help the people. And so it's kind of unheard of, really, in Myanmar's history in many ways, to have all these faith communities working together.
Myanmar's situation is incredibly complex. A3 is doing reconnaissance this week to identify whether or not they can get aid in. But for now.
But my colleague from Myanmar is really praying that the global church will rally behind the people and the churches of Myanmar.
Pray for power to be restored and open channels for aid. Follow our coverage this week to come alongside a gospel-centered response.
We really need your prayers. Obviously, the country needs your prayers.
Next, for years, Christians in Central Asia have quietly practiced their faith. But now, governments are tightening restrictions and believers are feeling the pressure. What's behind the shift? Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association explains that after the Soviet Union collapsed, Central Asian nations saw a power struggle between secular and Muslim factions. Most landed on secularism, aiming for stability and fighting extremism. Mock says,
at the time, there is such a small Christian population, a majority of the extremism they were concerned about was a radical form of Islam, which is conservative Islam.
However, the political landscape is shifting as more Muslim officials take government positions across Central Asia and focus pressure on Christian communities. For the first time in at least 5 years, all five Central Asian countries appeared on the 2025 Open Doors World Watch List for Christian persecution. Yet the believers remain faithful.
I asked them, how are you holding up? And I get the same response, that I should not ask how they are doing, but instead join with them and pray that God moves them to an abundant harvest.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, according to Wycliffe Global Alliance, just over 50% of all languages in the world have at least some portions of the Bible. Translation organizations are facing significant challenges in finishing the task, though. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
the great goal is to get the gospel in every tribe and every tongue. It's not Unfolding Word that's going to do this. It's the church.
Unfolding Word equips church networks around the world to translate God's word for themselves.
When the local people do the work, the scripture engagement happens much more rapidly because they own it from the very beginning. They take it home and show it to their friends and family. It's like, look what we did. Automatically, there's a high level of interest, which is just not there when an outsider comes in and does it for you.
This year, Unfolding Word is helping partners in six regions complete Whole Bible, Whole Nation projects. Obstacles threaten to hinder the work in Benin.
The church is under great pressure because the government has decided that voodoo will be the national religion. And then there's a lot of Islamic pressure coming in from the north.
But praise God for three training events that have taken place so far, and pray for progress in the five language groups that began translation work. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.